we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everybody, I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie, and this is Drink Wine, Spill
Tea. Drink Wine, Spill Tea.
Technical difficulties.
The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea. Yeah. I felt like Andrew Poston. Oh my God.
Have you listened to his songs and stuff?
Mm-hmm. They're great.
They're so good. I'm like so proud.
I know. He's a talented little fucker.
He is. It's so annoying.
I know. Anyway, we're not talking about you, bitch. Don't think you're listening.
He straight up like listens to this too. He's like, I'm only like one episode behind. And he was like, but I hear when you talk about me and I know you hate the South. And I was like, I forgot.
He's probably listening like, oh my God, guys.
Want to know something?
Y'all are just too sweet.
Do you want to know something hilarious? Somebody who I worked with like 5 years ago texted me asking for weed. And I was like, me? And then she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I texted the wrong Jamie. And then we talked for a little bit and like caught up. And then she was like, oh, by the way, I've been listening to your podcast. Hilarious. Anyway. And I was like, I haven't talked to this hoe in like 6 years. Anyway.
My dad says that he listens while he mows the lawn.
So when he can't hear us, it's perfect.
Right. Right. He was telling like my family about it or whatever when we were at the lake, which like they already knew about it, but he was like, they say the F word a lot. I'm like, you have to let that go. You have to let it go, Bert.
Yeah.
At this point, you're not going to win. I'm going to say it.
And I feel like I don't say it that much.
I think you used to say it more than me, but I think that lately I've been saying it more.
Yeah, I think I've calmed down.
I think that you used to say it if we were together and you were drinking.
Fine, whatever. Call me out. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Remember when you said that you are from New York and you're from Yonkers?
I was born in the Bronx, though. Yonkers is in New York, dummy.
I know, but you were like, I was born in New York City. I was born in Times Square.
I never said that.
The heart of New York City. Oh my God.
I never said that.
And I'm like, you bitch, you were born in Yonkers.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know that you knew me that well. Like, I forget.
Idiot.
I forget that you know me at all.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift song. I forget that you know me at all.
Should I contact her? Let her know?
Prior to tonight, I've asked you to prepare a lip sync to I Didn't Know You Knew Me At All by Taylor Swift.
Jamie Grossman's Taylor Swift's I Didn't Know You Knew Me At All.
Yeah. Speaking of that, let's dive into All-Star 6. I'm pissed.
And tell me why.
Because this is a very talented cast. First of all, it's a very talented cast.
Yeah.
They're good. And it's a very interesting cast. Like, it's very diverse, and I love it. I am mad because the judges don't make sense. I have disagreed with, I think, every single choice that they've made thus far. And I feel like I usually don't disagree that much. Like, I usually can see it coming, but this time I was like, what? Like, who is in the bottom and who's safe and who's in the top and who's won the challenges? I'm like, I completely disagree.
Yes. For the talent show, I like was so upset because all she did was like shake her fake boobs around when Jan sang so well. It's like they don't even care. Like, that is actually a talent. Getting up there and shaking around fake tits, literally anyone can fucking do that. I don't understand how that wins a talent show. I don't understand.
Literally. And even if you're not, like, if you're, like, looking at other talents, like, everyone lip-synced to their own song. Except for Jan, who sang live, which that's a whole drama right now on Twitter.
What's the drama with Silky and and Jan.
So I didn't even know that it was drama. And honestly, all I know is based off of what me and Matt found on Twitter. But like, because we saw Jan's whole thing that was like, I did sing live, confirmed, like blah, 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 blah. And then I saw her thing saying like, me and Silky are good. But I was like, wait, what happened? So we like looked further into like the Silky thing. And Silky was like, don't send Jan hate, blah, blah, blah. And we were like, okay.
That's all I saw.
But clearly something happened. Yeah, clearly something happened. So then we found this interview with Entertainment Weekly where they asked Silky, they were like, you know, like in this episode, you like Akiria gave you permission to like pull her, like to put her lipstick in, and you gave her permission to do yours. Like, you know, like what stopped you from pulling Jan's, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, well, honestly, I wanted to pull Jan's, but like the group makes you feel like if you don't all pull the same person, then like you're the next bitch to go. And that's how it always feels. So it's kind of like mob mentality. Like, wait, you have to pick the person that everyone's gonna pick.
Wait, I don't get it. What do you mean pull the
Lipstick? So like when they vote.
Oh, like when they pull the lipstick.
Yeah, so like when they vote, like Silky voted for Akiria and Akiria voted for Silky, but like she didn't feel like she could vote for Jan because she knew that if she voted for Jan, then everyone else would come for her next. And so it was just like this whole thing. But she was also like, I sang live, Jan didn't, like blah, 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 blah. And it was like this whole thing. And so that's where it started, where she was like, Jan didn't sing live. And Jan was like, yes, I did. But I literally pissed myself because the response to that tweet, like, I think like Silky shared the article on Twitter and then the caption was like, I don't lie, it's bad for my health or something like that. EJ responded with Jan's tweet saying that she sang live. And then in the next tweet was, she sang live. I was like, come on, supportive boyfriend.
Yeah, EJ's fucking savage.
I died. I was like, that, if that is not me, if I were dating a famous drag queen, I swear to God, or anybody famous, I would be defending them to trolls on Twitter all day long. I'd be like, you're fucking ugly and stupid. like that would be my full-time job. I'd be like, good one, your mom hates you. And I would send them like, I don't even know. I would get pizzas delivered to their house, but like make them pay for it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Cash only.
Yeah.
But anyway. So that's like the drama between them. But like, it's weird because I feel like on the episode, I didn't really get that. Like, it felt like their little tiff lasted like 2 seconds. Do you know what I'm talking about?
My God.
On the most recent episode?
Between Jan and Silky?
Oh, did you watch Untucked?
No, I did not.
That's okay. It may have happened in Untucked. There was like a second where Silky was like, well, I think that Jan deserves to be in the bottom. And Jan was like, and she was like, I'm not trying to come for you. And she was like, no, you are. You're coming for me. Like, you are. And Silky was like, no, I'm sorry. Like, that's not what I mean. I just mean like when you base it off of the challenge, like blah, blah, blah. But it was like this whole thing. But that was like the smallest little ounce of drama. And so I was like, oh, that's it. But anyway, back to the variety show. I think that hands down, Jan should have won. It shouldn't have even been a question. And then even after that, like Scarlett's act was at least like something different.
Yeah.
Raja's act was at least something different. Everyone else was like embarrassingly lip syncing to their own song, not well. And I was like, this is stupid.
So bad.
I think we should eliminate that from All Stars. You're not allowed to do your own song anymore.
Well, it's just like...
I'm over it.
It doesn't seem like it's a talent show. It just seems like who can make the judges laugh or who can be embarrassing or who can like get up there and be an idiot. And I mean,
Or it's promoting themselves.
Yeah, it's like it's not a talent show.
No, not at all.
So that needs to end. Like I was like pissed about that. Who went home the first week? Serena, right?
Serena, duh.
Yeah,
like, I mean, come on. We all could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, but like, it was bad. Like, she just was not good.
No.
Sorry, sweetie.
Yeah. And then.
Sorry, sweetie.
Who was second?
But, Jiggly.
Oh.
That one kind of made me sad, but like, no offense to her. She's not good.
Yeah.
She didn't look good. Like, I don't think that she's not good. I think that all of them are talented. But, like, she just, like, Max kind of put it best. Like, everything she wears is pedestrian. Like, it's not drag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. Like, you can maybe do that in your club. Like, I don't know. But, like, and it was, like, the talent, like, just everything about it. I was like, oh, girl, I'm sorry. It's your time, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was rooting for her because I thought that she was going to do better. But then I was just, like, mad because then, like, Yara Sofia was in the bottom the second time. And then she was, like, a pain in the ass.
Yeah. And also, like, Trinity, see, I don't understand. Because have you seen that thing where it's, like, Jan's like, oop, I'm the villain. But it kind of seems like Trinity is getting the villain edit.
Well, right now she's getting the, like, I've come to snatch everybody's wigs edit. Like, nobody likes me and I'm going to prove everybody wrong because I'm here to win. And I'm like, okay, fierce, but also, like, you're, like, I don't know. I'm not here for it. I think that she's really talented, but honestly, like, her variety show act was really bad.
Oh, my God. Doing stand-up, oh, my God. That... It makes me cringe. It is so uncomfortable.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And honestly, her makeup is not good for me. And her veneers. Honey, why do they look like that? I don't like that. I don't like it. But she is really fierce. And like this last, most recent lip sync, I was really here for. Honestly, oh my God. You know what lip sync I was here for? Raja and Brooklyn Heights.
That was really good. Was but like, we have to talk we have to talk about Laganja's lip sync. That was insane.
The best lip sync in the history of Drag Race.
That was utterly, and freaking Hannah Zeezer, who was on the woman episode that we did oh my God, like almost a year ago. Whatever. I don't even remember what it was. But friend of the pod. She posted on her Instagram story Laganja was the lip sync assassin. And I was like, bitch! You're one of the people who's ruining it. I wanted to be surprised. So I wasn't surprised.
I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on TikTok earlier that day. And I literally was like looking at my phone because I thought that it was from season 6 because they were both on season 6. And I was watching the lip sync. And this was me the whole time watching it. I was like, before realizing that it was from All-Star 6. And then I was like, God damn it. But I was just watching it like I was just watching memes. I was like, aw. And then I realized... So I knew too, but
it was so good.
Yeah. She destroyed. She even said too, because everyone was like, bring Laganja back for All Stars. And she was like, this was my last time on the show. Like,
really?
I thought that it was like a good final thing. She was like, I don't have an interest in coming back. Like, I think that this was my last hurrah. Like, I proved what I can do and that I'm good at what I do. And I don't need to come back. She was like, but thank you so much for the support.
I thought so much that they were like, oh, yeah, like a preview, like she's the next All-Star. Like she that she's going to be like it.
I would love for her to be, but she said that she doesn't want to. But anyway, we're like so out of order. So
I know, I'm sorry.
Episode 1, I was mad that Yara won because I thought that her act was stupid.
Yeah.
And I laughed so hard because it was... And I think I'm the only person that thinks this, so maybe you'll agree with me. But I laughed so hard when they were like, reveal yourself! And then it was Coco Montrese. I was like, ooh, scary. I was like, they let her out of the nursing home just to go lip sync for their life. I swear to God, she could have rolled in on a wheelchair and it would have been more exciting.
Oh my God.
I said lip sync assassin. She's like a lip sync tickle monster.
She was like the first one out of that All Stars 2. I don't understand.
Assassin? Really? You think?
And I almost put her as my, oh, no, everyone knows. We're doing that Drag Race fantasy league.
Right.
I almost put her as my lip sync assassin, like, guess. And then I was like, there's no way. She's, like, not an assassin.
Max already got his.
I know.
He guessed Brooklyn Heights.
I know. And I'm so pissed because Silky was my random choice one. I didn't even get to choose her. And now she's gone. And now I'm in the negatives.
You never know, though. She could come back. I mean, the queens are obviously – they're doing the whole thing where they bring them back.
Silky is not going to be the one that comes back.
You don't know, though. You never know.
Oh, come on. Okay, you know what? Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay.
But anyway, Yeah, I keep laughing at, like, the points on this thing because, like, you're either, like, Amanda's, like, negative 20.
I know. It's like.
But Matt's at, like, 31, and I get so mad at him because he's like, maybe you guys should have picked better. I'm like, the only reason that you're doing well is because you got, like, you drew Raja. You didn't pick her. Like, there's no skill behind you winning. Like, you're just, it's happening for you. But, yeah, no, Coco, like, and then obviously she didn't win. Obviously. And I was like, shocking.
Yeah.
So then they eliminated poor Serena Chacha. And I was kind of just like underwhelmed by that. I was like, so when we got back from vacation, I was like, I had to work the next morning at like 7. But I was like, I want to watch All Stars. And so we watched the first episode and we were like, we're not going to watch the second episode. But then Serena got eliminated. So I was like, okay, obviously that was very underwhelming. So we had to watch the second episode.
Obviously.
And so we watched the second episode, obviously. And that's when I think it gets a little bit more interesting. But I forget what the challenge was.
All I remember is what just happened. Who went home? Oh, Jiggly. Oh, no, it was costume making. It was the costume making.
Oh, it was because, the ball.
Because Trinity was pissed that Yara was just like flouncing around and didn't put any effort into making her costume.
Yeah, I remember that now. The ball. I thought that the ball was, I don't think that anybody actually was like nailing it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But what made me mad is like still again, it's like who's safe and who's not, like, and who's like in the bottom and who's not. Like that just made me, it drove me crazy. Like, here's who I do think is nailing every single runway, Scarlett Envy.
I was always kind of a fan of hers. I know that she, like, was not the most popular in her season. And I remember saying to either you or Dave, I was like, I like Scarlett. And you guys were just like, one of you was just like, meh. And I was like, I kind of like her, but she is killing it. That outfit that she wore this past week, amazing. I loved it.
Like the Sistine Chapel one?
Yes.
She looked like Ariana Grande at the Met Gala. She looked incredible. But she's just safe every time. And I'm like, look at her. She looks amazing. And especially for the ball where it's literally all about looks. Like, I'm sorry. I think that she should have won.
I agree.
And she was safe. Like, it was so stupid. They didn't even acknowledge how good she looked. Ugh, I was so mad. And then who ended up winning that? Raja. I get why Raja's doing well, but at the same time, like, nothing about Raja makes me think, like, all-star. You know what I mean?
Raja, to me, is like the little dweeby kid who just pops in, says something that cracks you the fuck up, makes you piss your pants, and then goes, all right, and then, like, heads out. Like...
You.
So what I'm saying is that I am Raja. Yeah. No, but like it's just like pretty. Yeah, I can't. I have nothing else to say after that. Yeah.
But do you know what I mean though? Like there are people like when you think like Shea Coulee was clearly a winner. She was an all-star.
I just can't even count that season. That season was like so predictable.
But do you know what I mean? Like she was And even, like, Monet and Trinity, like, while I think that the double win was stupid, like, they are both clearly, like in a league of their own. Same with Trixie, same with, like, you know, everyone. Yeah. That's won All-Stars. But, like, I don't think of, like, I don't put Raja in the same category as them. I think she's good, and I think that she's doing really well, but I would never be like, oh, yeah,
I like
you deserve the crown.
Yeah, I like her when she's, like, on the screen, but, like, now sitting here, like, talking to you about all this, I can't remember one thing that she's done except in her talking heads, and then I laugh at what she says.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't remember anything that she's done in any of the challenges, anything that she's worn. I do remember Scarlett Envy. I remember Jan, obviously. I don't know if I would, like, remember Jan if I didn't, like, go to, like, one of her shows live, know EJ so well. You know, I don't know, but, like, I like, remember her, you know? So it's, like, yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, I definitely think that, like, I think that the majority of us are biased towards Jan, for sure.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, this season specifically, like, I get the bias in season 12. Like, everybody in New York was like, it's Jan, like, we are all, like, she was our... Like,
star
who's like a new, she, yeah, who's a New York queen that was like popular early on. Maybe like Sasha Velour, somebody like that, where it's like yeah. everyone in New York was like really rooting for them. And like, she's our hometown queen. And so I get on season 12 where people could maybe be like, okay, like, but are you biased just because you love her so much? And we're like, yeah, sure. But this season, I'm genuinely like, you're sleeping on her. Like, she's doing really well and you're ignoring it. Not only ignoring it, but actually saying the opposite to her. Like, I swear to God, I saw a tweet that was like, RuPaul is literally paying for Jan's therapist at this point.
I think so, too.
Like, they're giving her a psychiatric break.
I think so, too. And, like, you could tell in her face when she saw the group who she was paired with, that smile did not reach her eyes. It was, like, the maddest smile I've ever seen. And I would be, too. I was like, oh, my God, Jen just got, like, the shittiest fucking team. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad for her because I feel like she's not being given the opportunity and not being set up for success. Like she is.
She's not a. I was going to say she's not aggressive because, and like, that's what they make you feel like you have to be on Drag Race. But I'm like, what if she's just nice? Like, she doesn't have to be like a bitchy cutthroat, like, I'm going to make it to the top person to be successful and talented. Like, she's just good. And like, it doesn't matter that she's like nice and like supporting everybody else. Like, I feel like they make it seem like it's like a big thing. Or that it's, like, fake. But I'm, like, it's not. Like, that's real. Like, she's just being her.
Yeah. And I also feel like, you know, because she was, like, so over-the-top bubbly in her season that, like, maybe she's, like, trying to tone it down this season. But also she's in a season with huge fucking personalities, like
huge
Ginger
personalities.
And Eureka and Silky, R.I.P. But, like, all these people, and I feel like she's getting swallowed because she's like, I feel like she's trying to mellow out, which, like, good for her. Like, like in her season she was like very much like musical theater girl who I like don't like typically love, but like I'm a big fan of Jan, but like she's like a little bit more down to earth now, but she's getting like fucking swallowed by these like other people. And I'm like, no, now is the right. time for your big bubbly personality to balance out these like eurekas of the world, you know?
But do you know what's so stupid though? Like, and this is like my biggest issue with what's happened so far is that all of season 12, they were like, it's too much, it's too much, it's too much. And then here she is toning it back and they're like, we wanted more. And I'm like, this is asinine. Like, you guys are insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it feels like I'm watching, like, bullying. Like, they're literally, like, gaslighting her. But
yes. No, it's gaslighting for sure. It's gaslighting.
It's horrible.
You know what I just saw?
And then, like, what?
It's not about Drag Race. I was just going to say, I just recently, like, have been getting into TikTok, and I saw this TikTok where this girl was making her boyfriend watch the Twilight movies, and it was, like, a scene between Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, and he was like, no, you didn't see that. No, you must have hit your head. And the boyfriend was like, this guy's, like, fucking gaslighting this girl. This is not cool. Like, what the fuck is this movie? And was, like, really, like, he didn't know anything about Twilight. And he was like, oh, my God, what the fuck is happening? And she's like, no, I saw you, like, stop that car with your hand. He's like, no, you must have seen that. You hit your head. No, you hit your head. And he's like, this is promoting not cool things. Like, this is funny. Anyways, so that's what's happening to Jan. Anyways.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, and then we can, like, move on from Jan. But it's just, like, it's a big prominent thing, especially in New York. And, like, everybody watching from New York, because we're all just kind of like, what? Like, what are you seeing? And like, I don't know, you know, like, do I think she could win like Drag Race? Yes. Do I think that she was going to win season 12? No. Do I think that she was going to win All-Star 6? No. But like, I don't think that she is there thinking like, I am going to win this bitch. She's there thinking like, I'm proving that I'm fucking good. And she is, and they're, like, not allowing her to do so, and that's where I think it's bullshit, because then they're, like, Silky's recreation look from this past episode was a completely different thing, a different color, a whole reimagined outfit, and they looked at her and said, I don't think I really get this, but I don't care because you look amazing. Jan did a perfectly constructed, like, reimagined version of what she wore in the first place, and they were like, you just look matronly. And I was like, what? They're just, I don't know. I think that they pick from the beginning who they want to succeed, and then that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to agree. I think a lot of that is, I think a lot of it is like pre-planned. It has to be, because then there's no actual way that like they would be making the decisions that they've been.
There's no way.
Like, I'm still like not over the whole talent show thing.
No, me neither. Anyway. And like, you know, like Raja winning the second episode, whatever, that's fine. But like, then Trinity winning the third episode, like, I guess there's probably nobody else that I would have picked, but I don't necessarily think she deserved it either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I guess nobody was really great, but I don't think that she was, like, above and beyond. I also low-key kind of think that Ginger isn't doing well.
Ginger's not doing well. What the hell? All my picks are turning, like, out against me. I am like, no! She's, like, fading.
Her looks are bad.
She came in dressed as a toad.
The recreation look, like the remix, the reinvention one, I literally was like, I think I liked the first one better.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
It's so bad.
She's looking terrible. And her little
gummy bear song that she did in the variety show, I was like, I'm so sorry. You are like a 48-year-old man. You're not allowed to sing this song in pigtails. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why?
It was so bad. And then Eureka's over here lip-syncing a ballad, quite literally standing still and moving her mouth.
Eureka's talent, I think I watched it. I'm pretty sure a fly flew in my mouth. My mouth was on the floor. Like that's how big my mouth was. I literally couldn't believe it. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's going to stand there and lip this. Like, she's not even going to move. It's not really singing. She's just going to move her arms. This is.
And there's a projector of her on her dress.
On her dress. That's, oh my God. That was her talent, the projector on the dress. I swear to God, I was.
And she was the one that had anxiety about singing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
On her season?
Yeah.
I was like, but now your talent is singing. I use air quotes because they all lip sync except for Jan and Silky, but I'm sorry. Silky
with the clapping. And
that wasn't good. That wasn't good.
The clapping and then doing a song that didn't have anything to do with, like, the claps. That is just so funny.
No. I want to support Silky because I do think that, like, we need to give the bigger queens just as much love as we're giving all the fashion queens, because they get unnecessary hate and it's bullshit. Like, it's stupid. Like, everyone is always, like, clawing, like, tooth and nail for, like, the pretty fashion queens, and then, like, the bigger queens get pushed to the side, and it's not fair, especially bigger queens of color. So I want Silky to succeed in life and on the show, but that was not good.
No.
And so I was like,
I'll say something iconic about her. She pulled an entire glass of milk out of her tits when she first came on.
Iconic.
I literally was like,
Her entrance look on this season, too, is arguably probably one of the best ones.
Yeah.
And she did look amazing in her recreation look, like the red, the one that she got eliminated in. I thought that she looked beautiful. It looked nothing like the one before, but she did look amazing.
Yeah.
I also really liked Raja's reinvention look. Oh, do you know who I don't get and who I, like, I just, like, forget is
there? Wait, can I guess?
Pandora Box.
Oh, damn it. I was going to guess Pandora Box that you were going to be like, why?
What is she doing?
She's doing fine. Like, in this
she is, yeah. I mean, she's definitely not doing bad. She's not doing, like, great. But I'm watching her and I'm just kind of like, okay.
Want to know something about Pandora Box, though? She's the very first queen to have an entrance line. She's the one who started that tradition.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did you see that on TikTok?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I did.
I love those where it's like Drag Race facts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, RuPaul has been in this many episodes. Michelle has been in this many. And I'm like, these are stupid facts.
Yeah, dumb. I could have counted that myself if I had 1,000 hours.
Yeah, it's like Bibi Zahara-Bonet was the first winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm like, I know.
No, I saw that on TikTok.
Wow, that is really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think Pandora is fine. Like, there's definitely nothing that I, like, love or hate about her. But if she makes it past, like, 7, I'm going to be mad.
Who do you think is going to go home next?
I don't know. See, like, it's all so up in the air because I wouldn't have guessed that Silky would have gone home this early. Because at first, like, before the season started, I thought that they were, like, going to push Akira, Eureka, Ginger, and, like, Sonique. And now I'm kind of like, they're really pushing Trinity, and they're really pushing Raja.
Kylie's doing well, too.
She's not really, though. Like, I mean, she's, like, she's kind of, like, coasting.
Wasn't she in the top?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm wrong. Well, I thought okay. She was in the...
She might have been safe. I mean, so which group won this past week?
I can't remember now, because maybe I'm thinking...
Oh, you know what? You know what? She may have been in the top, but it wasn't like... She wasn't like the top all-star.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. She wasn't in the top. They were safe because Trinity's group was in the top. So Trinity, Pandora,
Eureka,
Raja, and...
I don't remember any of this, so you're doing good.
So the bottom was Jan,
Ginger,
Akira, and Silky. And then safe was Scarlet, Eureka, and Sonique, Kylie. And then the top was the group that was Raja, Pandora Box, Trinity K. Bonet, and whoever the fourth one was. Who was that? Oh, Yara, Sophia.
Ugh. I think she should go next, to be honest. She seems...
I think so, too. Yeah, I'm annoyed.
She's a little nuts. But...
But I think that they're pushing for her. Like, right now, basing it off of, like, what we've seen, I would say top four is Yara, Trinity, Raja, and then, like, Ginger or Eureka. I think that it's a safe bet to say that Trinity and Raja will be in the top four.
I think it's safe to say that as well. I've heard that, like, Raja does very well.
Yeah, I mean, she's good. Like, I get why she's doing well.
Yeah, and I like...
I don't want Ginger to win.
Ginger's not gonna win. She, like, I don't think...
Ginger's, I know, which is kind of sad.
I don't think Ginger's gonna win. I really don't. I don't even think Eureka's gonna win. Like,
I don't think she will either.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be Trinity or Raja, you know?
I could see that. I want Kylie Sonique. I think she'd be great.
Her body is insane. Insane.
No. Let's get some trans representation up in here. Yeah. Like, I think that she would be a great all-star. I also think that Akira would be a great all-star.
Akira's not doing that great. Like, I forget about her.
She's not, but I want her to do better.
Yeah, maybe she'll step it up, but, like, I'm not, like, completely taken with her.
No, me neither. I feel like they're all about to step it up because I feel like, especially once, like, the new queens, or not the new queens, like, the eliminated queens, like, come back and stuff, yeah. Like, something is about to shift because I feel like every All-Stars, something weird happens.
Yeah, there takes, like, a turn.
Because, like, Trixie was doing really bad at the beginning of All-Stars.
Yeah, oh my god. She was so bad in the Snatch game.
Yeah, and then she won.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder who's going to win Snatch game.
I
want it to be somebody, like, random.
Like, somebody who you don't...
I feel like it could be, like... Yeah, like, I feel like it could be Yara Sophia for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's just so fun. Like, she's just so, like... Like, everything she says is just, like, funny in nature. So, like, I could see a world in which she just, like, wins because she's just, like, funny to hear.
Yeah.
I
can see Ginger winning.
I could see...
Eureka, yeah, winning.
I could see Raja randomly winning. Yeah. Eureka would have to be very specific.
She did really good on hers when she was Honey Boo Boo.
Scarlett's not winning Snatch Game.
Watch. Scarlett is going to take Snatch Game. Scarlett's going to win.
I hope so. I would love it. I want Jan to do really well in Snatch Game. If Jan won Snatch Game, I would be hyped. Jan is absolutely going to win the musical episode, though. If she doesn't, I'm quitting.
Can you imagine if she doesn't win and they give it to, like, somebody else? Like, I don't know, like, Yara because she, like, shook her tits or something. I think
Oh my God.
New York will riot.
Fully. Did you see that video where in Boston at Jan's show, everybody chanted robbed?
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. That's what I'm saying. I'm
like, Jan doesn't need Drag Race. Like, she is fully so much more successful without the show. Like, not more successful, but, like,
she doesn't need to win. Fine. Yeah.
She's a star.
Yeah, and I don't know if I realized how big of a star she was, because, I mean, you go to Icon, like, there must be so many famous drag queens who perform at Icon, but there is a ginormous picture of her right next to Carson Pressley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, a gorgeous, like, ginormous picture. And I was like, my God, she is beloved.
Yeah. She's an icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like it's because she got so big right when Drag Race became, like, super mainstream and, like, social media has been, like, a huge thing.
Yeah.
And, like, queens on social media has been a huge thing. Like, she just got big at the right time that I think that her fame started before Drag Race, elevated because of Drag Race, and is still continuing. And that's different than any other queen from New York that's been on that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a hit.
She's a hit. She's a star. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Based off of what we know right now, who do you think – okay. Who do you want to win the season? Who do you think probably will win the season? And who do you think is going to get eliminated next?
Well, I want Jan to win because I just – see her work ethic. I've seen her live. I think she's good. I think she's legit talented and doesn't just like... And let me just say this really quickly. There's nothing wrong with being a ham and hamming things up. And it's like, if you don't feel like you have any talents, there's nothing wrong with going up there and being goofy. That is a talent, because I do feel like people take themselves so seriously a lot of the time. And it's nice totally. To just like let it go. Like, I do think that is a talent. Being goofy is a talent, because it's hard to put, like, make yourself be the one that's, like, people are laughing at. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like Jan was robbed in the talent show. I feel like her talent is something that she has honed and crafted and studied, went to school for, went in debt for, paid it off. Like, she – it's, like, her thing. Like, I just – yeah. So I think that she's very talented and not just a ham. So I want her to win. Who I think will win? I think Raja will win. And I think the next person to go is either going to be Pandora or Akiria.
Mm.
What about you?
So, I mean, selfishly, I want Jan to win because adore her.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick somebody that wasn't Jan, because I feel like that's obvious for me, I would say Kylie Sonique Love.
Who you
I
want
her to win okay. because, yeah, I think that she's beautiful. I think that it's incredible to have that trans representation. And I think who probably will win is Trinity.
Oh.
And then eliminated next, I want it to be Pandora.
Oh my God, you have
a- I would say, I mean, I know.
You're like a little vendetta.
I know, I'm such a bitch for no reason. Yeah. Like, I don't even know these people. I would say Pandora. Or I don't want to say Akiria, because I think that Akiria could do really well. I just think she hasn't done it yet.
So say Pandora.
I would say Pandora or Akiria, though.
Yes. See? Yeah.
I know, which makes me sad, because I think that she's really good.
Yeah, I just – yeah, she's like fading into the background a little bit for me.
She is. Her, Jan, Scarlett, and – I guess that's kind of it. They're all just kind of, like, coasting right now.
Do you think that Rue knows that people are, like, pissed that Jan's being ignored? That they're, like, chanting robbed in bars? Like, do you think he...
Maybe, but I doubt it. Like, I feel like Rue... First of all, I don't think that Rue actually makes a single decision. I think that it's fully producers.
Interesting. Go on.
I think that he might discuss it with them, mm-hmm. but like, and also Rue doesn't have social media anymore. So like, he's not seen what we're seeing. And even if he were, I doubt he cares, because also it's already been filmed, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think that he sees it. And I don't know if the producers really care that much. Mm. Honestly, the producers, it's probably giving them more screen time. Like, Jan not doing well means that people will keep watching the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a smart, because, like, little tactic.
Because people want to watch to see if she'll do better the next episode, and then they're pissed at the end, and then they tweet about it, and then Drag Race is trending, and Jan is trending.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, honestly, like, it's not like this is bad for her career.
No, you're right, you're right.
But it sucks because it's like she deserves to do well. My friend from college responded to my story the other day, and she was like, or he was like, hot take, I don't think that Jan is doing very well. And I literally was like, you're incorrect. Like, I will fight you. I was like, you're just wrong. Like, maybe the second two episodes, like, I'm not going to say that she deserved to win the second two episodes. There is no doubt in my mind that she deserved to win the first episode.
I agree. Or at least been in the top. Like, yeah. At the least.
Yeah. But Yara, bye. That was stupid.
I can't say it enough times.
My niece can do that.
Yeah. I can do that.
Okay. Well, I would hope that you could do it.
Well, I just want to give your niece some credit.
Yeah. My niece is pretty talented.
Yeah.
My niece hit her head on a table when we were at the
no.
lake.
No.
Yeah, it was really sad, but honestly, it was so funny because we were all sitting around. We were all sitting around outside, like, all, like, the adults, and we were just, like, drinking outside, and then my nephew, Bert, opens the sliding door and goes, Aniston hit her head on the table, like, just, like, as if it were, like, whatever, and Haley, Aniston's mom, and Bert's mom, like, got up to be like, oh, I'll go check, and then as if it were a scene in a horror movie, here comes Aniston's body just splat up against the glass door, like, like, literally, like, a meltdown, tears streaming down her face, bruise on her eye. She's like, as if she just got, like, stabbed in the head. And we're all, like, terrified. And we're all, like, pissing ourselves because this is the funniest thing we've ever seen. And then we feel bad for laughing at her because she's really actually hurt. And she got, like, a little gash next to her eye. And so the rest of the trip, she had this really big bruise. And her mom was like, she just got a black eye 2 weeks ago, too. And I was like, little weirdo, what are you doing? She was obsessed with Matt. I was like, do you want to come sit up next to me on the boat? And she would look at me and then go over to Matt and put her arms up for him to pick her up. And I was like, okay, bitch. I was like, we'll see. When Christmas rolls around, yeah. We'll see who gets you a present.
You have so many nieces.
I know. And I can almost guarantee you they're not stopping.
Really?
Oh, Drew and Jenna will have another kid for sure.
Yeah.
Because they have two and Bert and Haley have four.
Oh, my God.
So I think that they'll probably have three. I doubt that they'll have four. I don't think that Bert and Haley will have a fifth, but they don't have another boy yet, and Bert really wants another boy, so we'll see.
My God.
I know. It's crazy being straight.
It's crazy having kids. Like, can you imagine having five? Well, I guess you're not, like, a lady, but, like, five kids?
No, but do you know how old she is?
How?
My sister-in-law.
How? How old?
I think she's like 32. She might be 33, and she has four kids.
So she started having kids when she was like in her early 20s?
Yeah, 8 years ago. So, yeah, 25.
Ugh.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? We would have had a kid by now.
Yeah. I'd have a two-year-old.
I could hardly take care of myself.
I can't take care of myself. Do you know how many times yes. have to be like, Carly, I can't. And she, like, takes it from me and does it.
Yeah, let me reiterate. I can't pay for myself.
I can't do anything for myself. But, yeah, so Drag Race is interesting. It's all happening. Excited to continue this journey.
I think I hate that they're streaming it because I coughed.
Did you nod at someone? Who's there?
No, I coughed.
Who's there? Show yourself. Reveal yourself. Oh, okay. Just checking.
It's Coco. It's Coco Montrese. Coco Montrese is here. Kill me if I hang out with Coco Montrese.
You're such a little bitch.
Anyway, so what I was going to say is that I think that I don't like that it's streaming. Like, I like that I can watch it whenever I want, but I don't like that the whole world can see it whenever they want, because then spoilers happen easier.
I agree. And also, this new platform, I hate it because I don't have it and I can't, like, get on it. But I'm going to start going to this bar so I can watch it and it'll be good.
Wow, the bar has Paramount Plus, huh?
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all I have to say about Drag Race.
That's all I have to say. So if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, give us a rate, give us a review.
Subscribe, and if you want to fund our Paramount Plus subscription because I'm using Max's and Jamie doesn't have one, please Venmo us monthly.
Yes, my Venmo is @JamieDGrossman.
My Venmo is @ClaytonBathiani. If you want to spell it, look it up on my Instagram.
And with that,
if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love someone else? I am American. American. Oh, bad timing. The 4th of July sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.